I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. You know what day it is? I think it's Wednesday. It's September something. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We'll do markets, elections, the economy, and jobs, and unemployment, and taxes, and deficits, and spending, and shams, and scams, and corruption, you name it. We shall cover it. But the late breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, from the Investor's Edge Election Central. Doctors examining Hillary Clinton say she is fit to become president. And the news media is out saying Donald Trump is fat. What, you think I'm making this up? The news media, since they gotta cover Hillary and the lies, Donald Trump is fat and he needs to check himself. And he went on, I guess he went on TV with Dr. Oz. Now, first and foremost, as we have told you, the first thing we teach our kids, by the way, you want to know why this has everything to do with you and your money? Because you know what we're being told, ladies and gentlemen? All the media is telling us if Donald Trump wins the election, the market and the economy is going to crash. And some Oxford so-and-so research center said it would cost the economy $1 trillion. But if Hillary Clinton becomes president, millions of jobs are going to be created. We're just letting you know what the media is telling you. So it's important. It's important that we cover the health of these people. Now, you know our take. It's very simple. When you are a parent, you tell your kid, don't ever lie, because if you lie, you're going to get a reputation of lying once you're found out. And in between, you're going to have to cover the lie. You're going to forget about the lie, and you're going to lie again. And then nobody's going to trust you ever. So for me, as a good old American male, I don't trust anything that comes out of the Clintons. They've lied too many times. Just this weekend, they lied. Now, the media won't tell you that, but they lied. They told you she was fine on Saturday. They told you everything was fine. And she had pneumonia on Friday, so they lied. That's all. Now, as we have told you, they're lying now. She does not have pneumonia. It is something worse than that. They are covering it up. They just hired some doctor, probably going to send them $1 million or something to some Swiss account to say that she's fit for president. And that's all well and good. And I'm not saying she's not fit for president. I'm saying she has more than pneumonia. Because they just lie. And, of course, the media has to cover. So Donald Trump, who would destroy the economy and the markets, is fat. Now, as you know, the left, you know, the liberal left, the liberal left wing, you can't bully people. Don't be bullies. People that are overweight, if you call them overweight, that's fat shaming. They call it fat shaming, bullying. But the left is all over the place today calling him fat. So once again, socialists with your money, capitalists with their money, and with everything else, one rule for them, other rules for you. It's when Leonardo DiCaprio says to you, you need to conserve. We got global warming and all this crap. And a minute later, jumps on a private jet, flies to Mallorca, and gets on a 200-foot yacht. Imagine the carbon footprint on that baby. So why do we listen to these people? Well, I don't. So that's the big story of today. No. The bigger story and the most unbelievable story. I think we're about 54 days away, maybe 55. You have the news media and the whole left calling Donald Trump a racist, a bigot, a sleazebag, a slimebag. Hillary Clinton's calling his followers, at least half of them, supporters, racists and bigots and homophobes. By the way, I haven't seen anybody more caring about the LGBTQ community than Donald Trump has been, by the way. And let me repeat, I didn't vote for him, and I'm not even really a big fan. I'm just trying to make a point about how they are trying to manipulate you guys. And they do a good job of it. The big news, in spite of all this, remember what I've told you recently about the polls? That the national polls are meaningless. They don't matter. Donald Trump is moved ahead of Hillary Clinton in Florida, in Ohio, and a few other states. The media is crapping in their pants. You got to see their faces today. The pimples are popping out of their veins. Their veins are popping out of their foreheads. Because they realize what I told you a long, long time ago. A, she's a terrible candidate. She's a worse person. Her and her husband have done nothing more than create a influence peddling machine masquerading as a foundation, and they lie about everything through it. Bill Clinton was on TV last night in an interview with Charlie Rose and said, we have helped 143 different countries. Charlie Rose didn't do the magic thing. Name them. What countries did you help, and to what extent? Simple journalistic questions. Nobody. So all they've cared about is obtainment of power and wealth. They've done a fabulous job for it. And again, she does not deserve to run a lemonade stand, let alone this country. Simple as that. Every week is another lie. Do you want a liar running this country? Continuously lie. Did I tell you the two head IT people? One took the fifth, the other didn't show up. I don't know, shouldn't somebody be arrested if you don't show up when you're subpoenaed by Congress? I would think so. So anyway, that's the big story today. I'm amazed. He's winning in states now as we head into the debates. And why? Because she's being found out. That's all. And what's best for her is to keep getting sick and stay out of the way of people. Because sometimes truth does show up. Everything I told you is coming to fruition about what she is about and who she is. And I got to tell you, I take every other Democrat besides her. Well, I don't know about Pelosi or Harry Reid. So that's today's news. And don't be cursing at me, yelling at me, screaming. We have one goal in mind here. We want greatness for all of us, and we want them out of our hair. We want the Republicans out of our hair. We want the Democrats out of our hair. We want the independents out of our hair. We want Bernie Sanders, the communist, out of our hair. We want them out of our hair. We want them to go away. We want the central banks to die. We want the regulators to go away. We want them to go away. Just leave us alone. Do what you were supposed to do from the get-go. Defend the country like you're supposed to do, and then go away. Don't tell us how much we have to drink. Don't tell us how much salt and sugar and all that stuff, what we can say, how we have to say it, how we walk, how many cracks on the sidewalks. Leave us the hell alone. It's simple. Okay, I feel much better now. Up next, full market wrap, moves of the day. We'll segue back to this in a little bit because the media is just so much fun right now. And whatever else. Thanks for being here, kids. I'm really a nice guy. If I had friends, they'd tell you. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. It's so fun to be proven right. All right, so I'm getting on your nerves a little bit, but that's okay. That's my job, or something like that. Anyway, hope you're having a good day. If any of you out there, we have listeners around the world. I get emails from around the world all the time. If any of you live in Switzerland, I'd like to hear from you. If any of you know Switzerland very well, please email me at garyk.com. I need some information. Thank you very much. I am actually going there on business, and I'd like to know where to go, because I guess that's a good place to visit while I go there on business. Switzerland. That place. All right. So, as always, we do have plenty of things to cover. The best way I want to explain things to you is that it's mushy out there. We've had some distribution days. Today started out early that it was going to be a good day, and then it was getting really ugly at around 3:40, and then poof, they rallied it back up, but still not the greatest of action. Let me give you the short shrift. There's definitely less leadership in the market from the last few days. There are definitely more and more names that have gone by what I call the wayside for now, meaning they ain't going up anymore right now. And that goes sectors, stocks, and other countries. That said, we have the maniacal central bank next week. And in a few minutes, I can't believe I'm even going to bring his name up, but Ben Bernanke said something. So I have to bring that up, unfortunately. No, really. Ben Bernanke said something. So we'll cover that in a little bit. And one of these areas that's starting to emerge that I told you look like it could be emerging kind of sort of emerged today. Whether or not you can have a lot of trust in anything this second, I don't know. But we'll talk about that too. So without further ado, let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No great areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Duh. Before I give the final numbers on the day, early in the day, Dow hit 18.16. The Dow was up 100 early. It was down about 70, right about, I think, around 340, 330. Finished down 32 today, but kind of sort of on the low end of the range. The Dow remains below the 50-day moving average, under distribution. The good action on Monday has been, you got it all, it's been all given back at this juncture this second. S&P 500 looks about the same as the Dow. Finished only down one today. At one point, it hit, it was up 15 at one point. So, gave back. NASDAQ, though, was up 18. And we'll get to that in a minute. NASDAQ 100 up 23. We'll get to that in a minute. And by the way, at around 3:30, was up 4. The SOX up 7. Semiconductors could be important. Transports down 16. Anything else I need to go over? Advanced declines a little to the negative. New highs, hardly any. Three times more new lows than new highs on the NASDAQ. Quite the interesting thing. So the new high list is just completely, completely contracted. In the Dow today, Apple up almost 4. Chevron down 1. IBM down almost 2. So obviously the story is Apple. So a couple of things. As you know, yesterday, I simply said to you, I was wrong about the numbers on this iPhone. The pre-orders are much better than expected, and the stock gapped up yesterday. And I was wrong. Well, something else is going on now, is that they are now benefiting from the Samsung. The thing's blowing up. So Apple had a very good day. There was also a couple other announcements about how many phones. And let me just report to you that Apple broke above that little 110 area that it hit in August. And volume today, 111 million versus 33 million on average. That is pretty darn big. That is your big boys jumping in. Now, you got a little resistance at 112.5 from April. After that, you got up to 119, 120. So just letting you know, surprise. I didn't think this thing would sell, and it sold. Good for them. Now, that also helped the semiconductors today because the equipment stocks had a good day. We're talking the Cirrus Logic, which is the strongest name of them, even though earnings down 19, revenues down 8, and massive insider selling. What else would be in that group? Skyworks Solutions was up 3 to 72. I gather that NXPI was probably up, only up a buck. So I'm just letting you know, Apple, a real story name today, and I wanted to mention it. And remember, we have no problem telling you we're wrong. We're wrong fast, and we're wrong small. And it was a guess on Apple how many phones they'd sell. So that was the real story of the Dow. But other stories that continue. Oils, another weak day. Oil prices, another weak day. We would avoid oils at this juncture. We're not telling you to sell. And there are a few that are holding up much better than others. When you look at a PXD versus a DO, what a stark contrast. So that you can hold some names. But you know what they started coming after now? The Chevrons, the Exxons, the big names, the Conocos, things like that. So we would just tell you on these energy stocks, stay away. Same goes for commodities. We are bearish on them still. We've been telling you that for weeks. The REITs, the utilities, which bounced a wee bit today, they're still bearish to us, as well as the consumer staples and the like. So just take your time here into next week with the Fed. And we don't think they're raising rates. They better not. How's that? They better not raise rates now. Now, we want them to raise rates. We think Fed funds should be at 2%, but it's never going to happen. We think your money markets, you should be getting paid some money, but it's never going to happen. So get used to it. Next week, I give it a 0% chance. That is our take. That is a guess. But I got news for you. I think we're like 15-1 on the guess since they stopped printed money. They've raised rates once. They've teased the other 14 times. And never did. So up next on The Edge, we'll delve deeper. Got lots to cover. and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. All right, so a few more tidbits in the markets here. Number one, the casino gaming I had mentioned to you. It looked like this trying to merge. Wynn's Resorts moves to a new high, WYNN. Had the good move Monday, followed through the day. Las Vegas Sands, LVS, moves to new high ground. MGM needs to move through like 25 and a half of that to occur. So we're not talking about a lot of stocks here, but it's a little small group, and it's definitely getting money flows right here. I guess the story is China, Macau, and all that crap is doing a little bit better. Again, we're just reporting to you. You guys decide what you want to do with it, and you go from there. Also want to mention, we like talking about the companies that had good reaction to earnings. Finisar, FNSR. Go take a look. Gapped up on Friday when the market was down 400. And has already moved into new high ground today. Definitely extended here, but it may be a gap and a go. I don't even know if that's a phrase, but we'll use it. Gap and a go. So I'm just letting you know there's some stuff. So Apple, Finisar, some of this gaming. And there's some of these names we mentioned to you that are holding up like rocks. Alibaba, BABA, very strong. And this is in the face of distribution in the market. Priceline sitting very, very, very tight after the gap up for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the sixth week. Needs to break out. NetEase, NTES, but that's extended, and you got to wait on that one. ACIA needs some work in here. We'd hold off on that too. But you can see there are still some things. Facebook, which broke out and then tucked its head in like a frightened turtle. Still tight, though, back to where it was, but acting tight. Yelp, another name we've mentioned to you, acting tight. Again, I'm not so sure I'd be jumping in on anything this second. Amazon, sitting along the 50-day moving average. If it breaks the 50, not good. How's that? If it breaks it, not good. If it doesn't, potentially good. How's that for covering something? So that's just a few names for your review. And then today, GIMO, okay, a secondary breakout on about 2.5 times average volume, and I saw another one. I want to see what the log me in, LOGM. These are acting the way you want to see growth leaders act right now. Again, the bigger issue right now is more market than anything, but it's good to see a couple of these growth leaders trying to move out. And as we also said to you earlier, the SOX, Semiconductor Index, held the 50-day on Tuesday. On Monday, after Ugly Friday, and had a better day today. And I believe that is directly off of Apple, as, you know, they make a lot of stuff. And if they make more than a lot of stuff, the chips that go into them. So you saw a little bit of Chipville along those lines today. So there's a little bit of tidbits for you. And again, the big issue right now, to me more than anything, is kind of sort of more the market than anything else. And we'll see what these leaders decide to do as we move forward. Movers of the day, if I can find them. I'm sure I can. They're in here somewhere. Priceline, as mentioned, sitting nice and tight. And then you had some of these biotechs had a little better day. Here's SRPT. No sales. Up 6 and change today. Again, these are news-driven, event-driven stuff. Regeneron up 6. Stock's been dead. Allergan, 4 and change. Avigo, excuse me, that's another one of those chips for Apple. That's off of the 50-day moving average. Clayton Williams Energy, GW Pharmaceuticals, a 4. 3 or more CR Bard. That's been a weak medical products. Ligand Pharmaceuticals, another biotech. Apple is mentioned. Wins Resorts is mentioned. NetEase is mentioned. LogMeIn is mentioned. Gigamon is mentioned. Skyworks Solutions is mentioned. Two or more, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, and now another dead biotech. Honeywell, Trion. Here's another name in new high ground, ANAET, Arista Networks. Another one that had strong volume today. Again, so there's a few names, but very few names that are out there. On the downside today, I got it here somewhere. Where's the downside? McKesson, a big fat juicy 8. Chipotle, 6. And I did mention to you that Bill Ackman took a 9.9% position in Chipotle. Stock went up 20-something last week, and it's just about giving it all back. My amateur, every now and then, investigatory work on Chipotle with a very small sampling tells me business is not getting that much better off of the issues they've had. There are certain times you go where you know a certain amount of people are going to be there, and it's not happening just yet. And I'm really surprised they have not gone on some sort of campaign. I mean a real campaign. You never see them on TV. I think I've seen a couple of commercials recently, but they're not inundating you with them. And I really think they should. 5 or more, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, AutoZone, Mercado Libre. 4 more, Panera, breaking down. Almost 3, Cardinal Health, Stamps.com, Teleflex, Whirlpool, Buffalo Wild Wings, Range Resources, and that's about it. Wells Fargo. Remember what I said when we announced this Wells Fargo thingamabob? We said, how come there's no criminal investigation? Now there's a criminal investigation. I mean, you would think creating accounts out of thin air and charging them fees and stuff should be criminal, right? The problem is what the big wigs did in 08, this is nothing compared to what they did, and not one of those people got even in trouble. The companies paid the fines. The big wigs are still big wigs, making zillions, even though they were crooks. They committed felonies. So I don't know how you go after these people that are kind of sort of underlings. But by the way, there were 2 million victims, 5,300 employees that are fired. But one of the people that run the department, I'm just reporting you, she's in line to get 124 million golden parachute. 124 million golden parachute. And she ran an operation that obviously was doing their own thing. They got fined 185 million bucks. We'll see. The shame of it is I know a bunch of people that work at Wells Fargo. They're great, fantastic people. And I haven't spoken to yet. I hope they're not one of the people that got whacked. Just a great story for all you businesses out there. Cover your you-know-whats. It's very simple. Just cover yourself. And don't ever compromise. That's all. Don't ever compromise. Do the right thing at all times. It's quite simple. You get longevity that way. And you don't have to keep looking over your shoulder and covering your rear end when you do the right thing and you don't compromise on ethics. This is more of an amazing story of the supervisory that did not get the job done. I thought they had great checks and balances, these companies, obviously not. All right. Financials. Segwaying. Watch them here. They had better not roll over. So far, okay. Little squirrely action in here, but so far, okay. I will tell you that if they really start to roll over from this little weakened state in the market, then we'll be talking a lot more. Right now, all you got is a little chart break in major averages in some of these areas. You got, we already know about the bad action from weeks ago in all the areas that I mentioned. I would just pay very close attention here. There's been some pretty good losses in some of these areas. And if we're correct longer term on bonds, could get interesting. Up next on The Edge, as always, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll.
What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Ben Bernanke. Nothing personal. He's the devil. He is the monetary devil. That's all. He's the monetary devil. He caused everything you are seeing. The distortions, the bubbles. He will be the cause when the magnificent crash happens, which could be tomorrow or 5 years from now. He's out on his blog saying that, hey, we can go negative. There's nothing wrong with negative rates. Right now, we're very lucky we're not on satellite radio, because I'd be throwing out some words right now you wouldn't believe. This man personally has destroyed savers, riskless income investments, forced people into things they shouldn't be in, distorted price and yield, killed the free markets, and then got all the other bozos around the globe to follow suit, to where we're in an insane asylum of easy money policy, which caused the housing crash brought to you by Bernanke and Greenspan. And now this. We have never seen the likes of what they are doing monetarily. As I said to you yesterday, Wall Street doesn't care as long as the market's up. Oh, they're going to be caring one day. I don't want to say another word about Bernanke, because something's going to slip out. So I will leave it at that. Sears Holdings. I've never understood this guy, Eddie Lampert, by the way. Sears Kmart. They're running out of money. There are people predicting they're going to have to shut down, go everything, goodbye, liquidate, the whole thing. All I know is that if you want to destroy a retail operation, do exactly what Eddie Lampert has done. We had a Kmart here where I lived, and I only went into it once. They were out of stuff. There was no help, and the place smelled. 3 months later, it was shut. And, of course, they've been shutting them left and right around the U.S. I don't know what this guy in his mind, Eddie Lampert, who's a billionaire through, stuff that he did, a cavalcade of stuff. It's just very weird to watch because it feels like it's being done on purpose. And I suspect within the next couple of years, it's all going to be shut. Other news. The Wells Fargo boss threw his people under the bus, really didn't take any fault. That's what he basically did today. Unbelievable. That is not a leader, if you ask me. Threw him under the bus. In the news, I picked up Mike Wallace in my fantasy draft today. I thought you wanted to know. He's going to be the lead receiver, I believe, for Baltimore. In the news, and here is the problem with the country, in a nutshell. If a Republican does something wrong, the Democrats want him investigated. And the Republicans won't. If a Democrat does something wrong, the Republicans want them investigated, and the Democrats don't. As you know, the criminal operation of the Clinton Foundation, one would think there'd be major investigations on it, and there isn't. Yet the Democrats, who should ethically want to do that also to make sure that it's up and up, Democrats call for a probe of a $25,000 Donald Trump check to Florida's attorney general. So you have this multi-zillion dollar operation foundation with so much bad in it sitting right out front, yet they target Donald Trump in a $25,000 check. By the way, same goes to Republicans. Does the same thing to Democrats, but that's what's wrong with the country. You can't get anything done with this type of fighting, with this type of hate, yelling, screaming, this, that, and the other thing. And that's how you get to $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion in debt! $20 trillion in debt. In the news, Mylan Labs, you know those dudes, the EpiPen. We're finding out they're paying out crap loads of bonuses based on the EpiPen margins that they were making off of it. And let me be clear and concise. I am a capitalist, but I believe in good capitalism. They were, what's the best language I can use for them? They were, I'll just use crooked capitalism. Monopoly on something that's needed, and they know there's none other out there. Let's just charge whatever we want. Screw everybody. And they made a lot of money. Now, I hear people complaining, well, there's no competition. The FDA is too slow. Yeah, that's got to be fixed, too. That does not take away from Mylan being a bunch of skunks, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, Samsung's exploding phone. They're not letting you put them on airplanes on. So if you get on the airplane with a Samsung phone, shut it down. That's how worried people are. Unbelievable. Whoever designed that bad boy, I gather he's out of a job. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.